Here's your Kennedy Malloy catch-up for anything you've missed. You don't want to miss the unbelievable deal of the year from Bosch. Grab a Bosch Heavy Duty Pro Core 18-volt two-piece brushless kit for $299 at selected retailers now. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, people, welcome to the big Wednesday edition of Kennedy Malloy. Hello, Jane Kennedy.
Hi, Mick Malloy.
Hello, Dangerous Dave.
How are you guys?
All good? Yeah. Everyone happy?
Yes.
Good to go?
I'm a bit nervous.
Well, you are. We'll get to you in a minute.
All right.
Never seen anything like it. What a mum. Jeez Louise. Hey, in the meantime, we're going to have an entertainment report. We're going to get to Network 10's pilot week.
Yes.
We didn't do it yesterday. You can see if you can sink this one.
Hey.
You did. You sunk the last
now,
one.
Now, be very careful, because what you say is scurrilous about my behaviour. Just be very careful, please.
You were
I don't
on
like
the, you were on one last year.
Hey,
and,
careful.
Pretty much destroyed it.
I did nothing of the sort. Now, something's attracted my attention. Rob Lowe.
Yeah.
He says watching Prince William go bald has been traumatic, and I want to. I wonder why.
Can we get him on the line?
That's bizarre.
I need to speak to him about that.
I know.
He needs some help. Get around him, everyone. He's worried. We're going to have an entertainment report. Kit Harington. He's
very upset.
He's in a facility.
He's a bit traumatised.
Chris Hemsworth opens up about the challenges he faces in marriage.
Oh,
stick around for that.
Sorry.
Guess what?
Yeah. What?
Sydney. Facing water restrictions for the first time in a long, long time.
Well, that's crazy.
In a decade.
That's amazing, because around
we'll
other parts
of
the country, there's snow.
Yeah. Well, that's right.
Sleet and rain.
Welcome to the big land of Oz.
You know, I'm looking forward to. We've got MG coming on. Mark Gaius.
MG.
State
of Origin must be close.
Yes. Must be ready.
You got that feeling.
Yep.
It's going to go off. This will be a sensational series. Hey, one of the girls in my life, Mackenzie Bezos.
Oh,
yes. Threatening to give away half my money. And it will be mine once we get married.
Unfortunately, it's for philanthropic purposes too, Nick. I know.
We'll get to the bottom of that. We are today going to get to You've Got One Job. We keep advertising it, but we'll definitely get there. We'll talk about what you've won.
And one of our favourites coming in to visit, Denise Scott.
Oh, yay.
Good Lord.
Yeah, she'll make
have
me
Have we
feel...
seen her since Dancing with the Stars?
I think we may have,
because she did
leave a little earlier than we'd hoped.
Yeah. I'm not sure I've caught up with her since Dancing
really?
With the Stars.
Really? Oh, you might have been on one of your little sick days.
RDOs or something. Yeah.
One of your many days off.
All right, seriously.
Right.
See how it's going to be today?
Yeah. Could be.
We'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets. Oh. So much more to get through.
How are you feeling?
You're worried. No, you are.
Me?
You're beside yourself today. So Jane's twin boys are off at a school camp in a part of the country that's, let's just say, the weather's not great.
Yeah. Polar blast, I think.
Record low temperatures.
Polar blast.
Record of 7 years temperatures and snow.
They've gone to Victoria. They're in Mount Macedon. And this is notoriously like, do you know, I did
Don't
a film
say
in,
that.
In Mount Macedon
yeah.
at night. We did night shoots up there. And I've never been to a colder place in my
life. Don't tell me that.
It was like the whole film ended up in fisticuffs. Everyone went mad.
Stop it. I don't want this to be Lord of the Flies.
Well, it could end up
I'm
that
just
way.
Worried that they've. I went through what I've packed for them.
Mm.
I said, boys, watch what I've got in your bags. And they're going, what? Sorry? What's that? There's three fleeces you've got. You've got a layer. That's the key.
Oh,
thermal underwear. Don't get silly because I've said the word underwear. And they're going, oh, mum, underwear. Go. It's thermal. It will save your life.
So what's the issue?
It's cold and I'm worried about them.
You are.
What?
On my school camp, we had to eat someone. We were pretty much left to our own devices. At my school camp, I cut my thumb off. And had to have it sewed back on by a vet.
Oh, stop it.
That's a true story.
I can't imagine you behaving well on
camps. We went kayaking in a swollen river. And let's just say no kayaks made it back. And two boys did.
No, my head's flying off.
You're incredible.
Yeah. Really?
Come on.
That's all right. They're just, you know, young guys. They don't need to be that hardy. It's ridiculous.
But they're at camp, right?
Yeah.
So
I know,
I
but what
say,
they had to
and
sleep
you go
overnight
to a reasonably
in tents.
Good school. So
well, their tents were. What if they go out and they get soaked and
their tents are like they got a butler.
How do they put a tent up?
A butler.
Yeah. Electric blanket.
So have you? Okay, have you called the school?
No.
You have.
I didn't call the school. One of my girlfriends did. Bang me. Don't worry. There's a few of us.
And what did you say you got to do? You got to what? What did you say you want to do?
I want to what? Pick them up.
You want to be there for them, meet them at the bus when they get off the bus.
Of course I do. I want to be there.
They're like coming back from the war or something. I'll be
tears. Said I might be a bit late in on Friday because the bus is coming and I want to be there when they get off the bus.
It's 4 days.
I might start crying.
Oh,
I miss them.
Do you?
Yes. Yeah.
If they come back. I've got a bad feeling about this. Do you know what I mean?
I am crying now. You're making me cry.
They got a Sherpa? Have they got a Sherpa?
Oh, that's not like...
Frostbite? Not they could come back. They could lose a finger.
It's tough. It's tougher than Everest. That's what they're doing.
Oh, they could.
There might be queues at Everest, but it's tough for a group of 12-year-old boys in year seven.
Oh, yeah. 12-year-old boys aren't that hardy, are they? They wouldn't even know.
No, that's right.
Really?
They just haven't found their thermals.
I don't understand, boys. I
didn't
grow
up with them.
Did
you or did you not, against the rules, pack food in their bag for them?
Don't you say it. Don't
did you
out
did you
me.
Not against the rules?
I might have put some
after
little
being explicitly
chocky
told
bars
not
in
to do it.
Jane.
I snuck some chocky bars in there.
Jeez Louise.
Secret surprise in a pair of socks. Bonus, I say.
Yeah, they're probably wearing those socks with chocolate between their toes.
They probably didn't even realize
respect.
What
all
was
right
in there.
Hey, when we come back, should we dig into a couple of showbiz stories?
Yeah, let's do
are you
that.
Okay?
No,
can
I was really, you made me cry.
All right.
I did.
I'll be fine.
I've got a bad feeling about this.
Mick.
I really do.
All right. We're here thanks to Bosch. Grab your Bosch Heavy Duty Pro Core 18-volt two-piece brushless kit from just $299.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
They've read every mag, tweet and blog and spoken to every unnamed source so you don't have to. Kennedy Malloy's Showbiz Report.
So much happening, so much to wade through. Do you want to start with Pilot Week?
Yes, I do, which I'm very excited
good
about.
Good luck. Are you about to go bananas?
Hang on. I was really excited about it last year, and it had great results. I was 100% behind it.
You tried to kill it.
I did not.
You tried to kill it.
I merely pointed out at
poor
that stage.
Poor old Dave O'Neill.
Oh,
put his own money into a pilot and
good
couldn't
show
get
too
it up in the end because it was...
Would you like me honestly to continue, or what are you doing? What are you doing?
Well,
now?
What are you doing?
Well, come on, what are you doing?
Well,
Are you going to let me do this, and are you just going to be sensible now?
Well, are you happier this year than you were last year?
I wasn't
last
unhappy.
You were unhappy.
I was unhappy
all men
in the way that it was promoted, that it was all men who were at the front of it. In fact, it didn't end up being all men. There were other women involved, but they promoted it.
Well, they crowbarred a few in late, but I'll allow it.
Well, this year it's a different type of programs, and there are a lot more women involved.
Like what?
Part-time privates is two mothers at a local primary school, and they become private investigators. And I know the girls who are acting in it, Heidi Arena and Nikki Parry, and they're on Thank God You're Here.
Any good?
To the actresses. They're great actresses, and it sounds really
funny.
Why
don't I recognise their names?
You do. You know who Heidi Arena... You do.
Show me a picture.
No. Look it up yourself. You know who they are.
All right.
And that is
but
one of the shows.
But they're not like household names, so...
Well, they might be. That's so what pilots are about.
It wants to be a good script and a...
No, well, Heidi was the school teacher in Little Lunch, that TV series.
Yep, still. As I said, need more information than that.
Well, you don't even watch anything anyway, so it's useless. Dave, I'll talk to you.
Okay.
Sydney's Crazy Rich Asians.
Now, listen, I'm in for that.
Me too.
You are?
That sounds like fun to me.
All right, they're going to look at a group of well-to-do Asians living in Sydney.
So this is a reality show, right?
Yes.
We're not mucking around.
No, and their fixer.
This will be great.
Yeah.
They have a fixer.
Because I'll be in really good houses, like right down there.
Lots
they'll
of bling.
Be
they have somebody
crazy
just get stuff for them all
and
the time.
Laugh at the Asians.
No, it's not.
Ways. Yes, it is.
It's laughing at the excess of what they're going to do, how rich and crazy they are.
You
all
couch
right?
It any way you like, Jane.
All right.
We'll have a laugh at
I
the
will.
Asians.
How about I am Roxy?
Okay.
What's
that's
that?
Just... There's nothing I would rather.
Guess what that is. Guess what it's about.
I would rather stick needles in my eye
what
than
is it?
Watch.
Well, this
I
is
am
reality publicist, talent manager, Roxy Jasenko.
Does she only ever do her own publicity? Has she ever done anyone else's?
Yes.
Does that happen? Is she good at her job? That's a genuine question.
Well, I think she's very good
she
at
is?
Her job because hence she's got enough profile to be able to have a reality show, a little like Kardashians, that's what we'll think. It's a comedic take. Oh, we'll be the judge of that. It's access all areas, really. Like, you know, they'll walk in on her first thing in the morning and her face will be fully made up. Oh, my God. Oh, I wasn't prepared for you to come and see me at the moment. I've only been in makeup for 4 hours. That's what happens to Kardashians. They're never seen without makeup.
All right.
Ever. Anyway, that's on. That'll be good.
No.
Oh, what about Catfish Australia?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Now, you know this.
I might be in.
You know Casey Donovan. Please tell me you know Casey Donovan. You do. Dave, you know Casey Donovan.
Of course I know Casey Donovan. Yeah, she won. Was it Australian Idol?
Yeah.
Oh, The Voice.
Or was it The Voice? No, I think it was Australian Idol.
Voice.
I think I'd rather trust Dave than you on that.
Fantastic singer. She can
sing. A brilliant singer and performer. Now, you know the story, what happened to Casey. She was catfished. It happens to you all the time.
Can you explain what that means?
Well, I might be giving away what's been happening in your life for a while.
I understand.
Okay, do you know what catfishing is?
No.
All right. It's when somebody fakes and pretends to be someone they're not and strings you along. You have a relationship with them online or on the phone.
Right,
but they pretend to be. So she had a relationship with what she thought was
catfishing.
She had a relationship with a guy for, was it 5 years?
Yeah, it was.
But it turned out to be like a 12-year-old girl.
Just a,
That'll ruin your day. Jeez.
So,
but how can you have a relationship for 5 years and not, like, didn't meet or the anyone?
Because that's the mystery.
Yeah.
It's so like, it's olden days.
So they weren't going out.
Yes, they were. They were committed to
each
other.
Well, you can't be committed to each other if you haven't seen each other,
Yes,
Jane.
You can.
Oh,
you
well,
can.
I'm committed to three Victoria's Secret models. There you go.
That's what I mean.
They don't know it yet, but I'm committed.
They've been catfishing you for years. Anyway, I thought it's a very unusual thing to do, to get somebody who's actually been catfished to host the show.
But why do you catfish someone? Why do you, what's the fun in it?
To take money from them, mate.
I think that's the end game.
So was this the, was the 12-year-old girl
well, maybe she's
having
18.
A laugh? Or?
Yes.
Probably.
And saying, people often say, I'm sick, I need money.
Mm.
You know, it's terrible.
Watch that. crazy with changes for me. Yeah.
And you might watch this one. My 80-year-old flatmate. I could think of nothing worse. This is reality TV with heart.
Mm.
I think more fart than heart. Older Aussies offer cheap rent to hard-up millennials in exchange for company. Come and sit next to me, No! No, come and watch The Living Room with
me. Haven't gone within your mind. Teek Slap the Stars.
Teek Slap the Stars.
Celebrity Pap Smear.
No, they didn't this year, but keep trying.
The adult movie show. It's just like the normal movie show, but instead of reviewing normal films, I review pornos, but it's still hosted by David Oliver.
Ring Beverly McGarvey from 10, and she's all ears
she always
right
takes
now.
My calls. All right, well done. Do you have anything? What the working dog? You're quite lazy these days.
Step
not
up.
Anything?
Normally you're trying.
I'm not joined at the hip.
Trampling
to
people to get it. You
listen,
know, get to the...
I'm an individual. I'm not joined. We're not
this
sort
is
of.
Hey,
a rock
when we
band.
Come back, can we talk? We've got more showbiz.
Oh
talk.
Yes, Hemsworth and his marriage.
A drive home that's a little unpredictable. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Mickey, I was just talking about, we were talking about catfishing before.
Yes.
Casey Donovan's doing a show, Catfish Australia. You just wanted to know the definition of catfish. It's someone who pretends to be someone they're not, using Facebook or other social media to create false identities, particularly to pursue deceptive online romances. So, you know, it's pretty much been happening to
you
for
but
a long
you can't, there's no result for it, is there? So you're just piss-farting around.
Like, yes.
You can't get anything out of it.
Well, I think what happens is, ultimately, once you establish a romance...
Oh, you stalk, you go, oh, send me 10 grand.
Yeah.
So I can fly over to meet you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Or I've got a great investment and we can set up a business together. And it's not illegal...
Funny you say that, because I do.
Does this ring bells for you? It's not illegal to pretend to be someone else online.
All right.
That's terrible.
Okay, well, that's that.
Yes,
can we
I've
get
got
into
that.
The big
yes.
guns?
All right.
Chris Hemsworth. I'm worried about him.
Oh, why?
Well, he's.
Why on earth?
He's opened up about the challenges of marriage. Because it's tough. It's tough for Chris.
Sure.
Do you know what? It is tough for Chris.
Oh, is it?
It is tough for Chris.
No.
He's still a dad. And still, he doesn't mean he's a different human being. He's still got kids and the same. Hassles.
You love the party line, don't you? because it helps make us
What's
look bad.
What's the party line?
Oh, just get in there and say, you have no idea.
No, well, you don't.
You know what? Heats is just as hard for him as it is for a coal miner going down a coal mine 15 hours a day.
It could be.
Not seeing his kids at all, developing the black lung.
Yeah.
And
well, we're not in 1910.
Well, just saying.
Who's going down getting black lung?
Well, say that's the circles you mix in. You wouldn't know, would you? The challenge.
This has to be away from his kids
to
for
me.
A long time.
I'm trying to hook into.
All right,
Chris Hemsworth.
Off you go.
This is Chris. The challenge is always trying to find the balance of work and being with family. He says, he's asked, "What annoys her about you?" And he goes, "Oh, probably if I surf a little too long or stay out a little too late from time to time." That is classic Hemsworth.
He's under the thumb. Come on, Chris. Lay down the law.
Didn't Glenn Robbins say he wasn't allowed to go to his gig?
He didn't. He wasn't there. Well, Glenn thought he might have been coming. But his brother came.
But said he
couldn't. See, Marley
said
hasn't
wife
got
wouldn't
Liam.
Let him come. Was that the way you read it?
No, not at all. Anyway,
look at his
diplomatic line there when he asks, "What annoys her about?"
Oh yeah, there's only one answer to that question. Nothing.
Nothing. He says,
"Come on,
if
mate.
She's reading this, nothing annoys me about her."
What's challenging if you're the sexiest man alive?
Yeah.
If you're the sexiest
Don't
man alive, you
assume,
have no challenge.
See, because you would have
so
no idea what it's like.
She's
tough. It's tough for him.
She should cut him slack. If he's, you know, it'd be the hard.
I think old Chris gets plenty of slack.
You know, the hardest part would be knowing that you could sleep with any woman in the world and then not being able to do it because someone's got their hooks into you.
Yeah,
like you're only allowed to sleep with.
You look
one.
Very cross about this.
Well,
he said he doesn't want to sleep with other people. He loves his wife.
Honey, I think it's time we started seeing other people. Why? Because we can.
Don't assume.
He could sleep with anyone in the world. You'd have stunts for him. You would.
I would not.
You would.
Don't be ridiculous. Don't be. Don't assume you know me like that.
All right, what about Keanu Reeves?
Mm. No.
Oh!
You've gone bonkers,
mate. What about Rob Lowe? He's pretty handy. That's a yes too.
Oh, Rob Lowe.
No, he's a dirty guy, actually.
Is
remember?
He?
Oh, yeah. Remember, didn't he root his nanny or something?
And no.
Oops, sorry.
No.
Oh,
fact,
wow. You really want me to get this story straight, don't you?
Can I tell you what he did? And what he did, it was very important and historical. Because he was involved in the first ever sex tape.
That's right.
And it was,
who with?
It was so long ago. Two girls. And it was so
was
long
ago. Was one a nanny?
No. But it was so long ago, he actually had to set up a tripod and camera. I'm not joking. He had to set up a tripod and a camera, film the whole thing, and it went out. And remember, because it was the first of its kind.
Mm. Yes.
And when it came out, everyone goes, well, that's that then. No one will ever see him again before
people realised. Well, he had a resurgence.
Well, you could actually market these. Hello, Kardashian.
Yeah. Well, that's true. Well, he's come up with an extraordinary statement.
Yeah.
He's being interviewed at the moment in the UK and someone was asking about his very good looks and he suddenly said, what about Prince William? Can we talk about him? He said, I mean, the future king of your country, let himself lose his own hair. This is a bizarre statement coming from Rob Lowe. He says, I think, honestly, one of the great traumatic experiences of my life was watching Prince William lose his hair. He continues... He said he's going to be the beeping king of England and there's a pill to take. Why didn't he do that?
Is there a pill to take?
Well, it's not going to stop you completely going bald. I find that bizarre. Maybe he's
not. I don't know what he's talking about. There's no cure for baldness.
No, there's not. And he's going, if you're going to be the king of England, why wouldn't you do something about it and stop going bald?
Go and check your warning.
Says the guy with a full head of hair.
Get the old yeah.
Well, that's what he should have done if he wants that.
Oh, what business is it of Rob Lowe?
I agree.
All right.
Don't get mad at me.
Settle down.
What about the weatherman?
We got time to do this? No. We'll do it on the other side.
Oh, you're right.
We'll come back. We'll talk a bit more. Yeah, there's a weatherman who's gone berserk in America. You want to hear him. He's not happy camper.
No, not at all. Stick around for that.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
We're still wading through some entertainment news. This is entertainment news because it involves The Bachelorette.
Ooh.
A season underway right now in America.
Oh, I love those ones.
So fans were on the edge of their seats for Monday night's episode of The Bachelorette. They were upset.
Why?
Well, when severe tornado warnings cut into the broadcast in Dayton, Ohio.
Oh, no.
Fox 45 meteorologist Jamie Simpson noticed that Bachelor Nation, which is the Twitter thing, was in an uproar on social media and that some fans were not happy with the interruptions. After he started receiving direct backlash for his weather reporting, he vented on air. Here's what he said.
New tornado warning here that's headed towards central and southern Mercer County. I was just checking social media. We have viewers complaining already. Just go back to the show. No, we're not going back to the show, folks. This is a dangerous situation, okay? It's nice, right? Think about this. This was your neighborhood. I'm sick and tired of people complaining about this. Our job here is to keep people safe, and that is what we're going to do. Some of you complain that this is all about my ego. Stop. Okay, just stop right now. It's not. I'm done with you people. I really am. This is pathetic. Dangerous situation here. All right, I'm sorry I did that. It just really bothers me that we have people that don't care about other people's safety around here. That's just ridiculous.
Yeah, but who's getting the rose?
Who's getting
the rose, you idiot?
You can't do that.
This is not an unusual thing. Remember the Irish girl? The Irish weather girl?
Oh, yes,
she got angry too. Like, you don't want to get a weather... This is a live cross from the Irish weather girl.
Don't make unnecessary journeys. Don't take risks on treacherous roads. And don't swim in the sea. Incredibly, people have been spotted in the water here in Blackrock and Salt Hill, both today and yesterday. Galway City Council say their actions are idiotic. Not only are they putting their lives in danger, but it is unacceptable and unforgivable to put the lives of people in the rescue services at danger as well.
It's quite stroppy, isn't it?
I love her voice so much.
All right, what do you got?
All right, in the wake of Game of Thrones finishing.
Oh, by the way, I saw a good episode last night. This is episode 6 of season 1. I watched because I
really makes me upset.
Yeah, I'm binging.
Oh, wow, you're 6 episodes in.
I'm 6 episodes into the first
series. You've only got about 71 to go.
It's all happening.
What's happening?
Well, Bran's been got a recurring dream about a three-eyed raven. Is that big?
Three-eyed raven.
Is that big?
It might have something.
The Seven Kingdoms is in uproar. Arya's having sword lessons.
Well, that'll come in handy.
Well,
in
you'd hope so.
Episode.
She seems pretty handy with a sword.
Yeah.
And Joffrey's up to no good with Sansa.
Oh.
I don't know what he's doing.
I've got a good feeling how Joffrey will go. He should be there and make it through the end.
Seems like a good kid.
He sounds like a good kid.
Anyway, it's all happening. All
well, right. Kit Harington.
Exciting. So yeah, I might do two tonight.
Okay.
Oh, a binge.
Yeah.
Have some soup and some Game of Thrones.
Episode 6 was a good one.
Hey, Kit Harington, who is Jon Snow.
Hey, Jon Snow, lover boy.
Lover boy.
Do you find him attractive?
Nope.
Really?
Nope. I like Jamie Lannister.
The
guy with one hand.
Is that what attracts you to him? Or is it the hand you want?
No, I like him.
What about the dwarf? Do you like the dwarf?
Yes, I do.
Peter Dinklage. Yeah.
Very much so.
What about Jason Momoa?
No.
Don't like him.
What about the hound?
No.
What about the hound?
A three-eyed raven.
What about Susan Adams? All right, what do you got?
Have you got a temperature? Are you all right?
I don't feel
you're a little
great
bit
today.
Under the weather today. Anyway, Kit Harington. This is so boring. Sorry. I'm not saying it's boring what I'm about to tell you.
Right.
Actors who have careers for 8 years and it's over. This is what he's having freak out over. Suddenly he's got a severe stress.
Yeah, hang on. Now, you were just sticking up for saying Chris Hemsworth. It is hard for those guys and they have a difficult. Now you're saying it's not. Which way do you want it?
Listen, I'm talking about Kit Harington. He's so distressed and distraught, he's had to check into a wellness centre, a wellness retreat to cope
glug,
with.
Glug, glug.
I think he might have been on the glug. And he's very distressed because it was so traumatic.
What's the source of his stress?
What he had to do the last episode and the read-through and the fact that it's all finished and it's all over and it's been very draining for him.
Reading from a book. has dressing stressed
up,
him out.
Dressing up and
dressing up and playing
fighting
knights.
In front of green screen. Mm. Oh,
pretending you're at a medieval fair.
Yeah. Correct.
Hey, dude, the dragons aren't real.
Yeah. Just go to Kroll Castle and get over it.
It's not. She didn't really, you know.
No, just go and dance around the Maypole a couple of times. Just come and see us when you're ready to rejoin the group. Jesus, mate.
Get over it.
Have another goblet of wine.
Yeah, move on.
I think, why don't they just say he's gone on a holiday? Just say, don't make it so dramatic. He was very upset, though. I'm not going to play it because it's a spoiler, I've realised.
Why?
There's a clip. I don't want to play it because it's the final read, read. No,
you
I am chicken. I'm worried. I'm nervous.
On, you can
I'll play it. I haven't seen the series.
Dave,
I don't care.
A warning. This is
what are you listening to?
This is the final table read of Game of Thrones when Kit Harington finds out what he does to Daenerys.
All right, let's have a listen.
And he goes bonkers, and that's why he gets upset and has a big old blub, and that's why he's had to go to the wellness centre.
I'm up to episode 6 of the first series.
That's what I'm saying.
Can you please?
I'm not going to. Let's not play it.
No, we'll play it.
No, don't that's, play it.
Why not?
No,
I want to hear it.
Seriously.
Do you want to play it?
Play it, Dave.
Okay.
Dany's eyes open suddenly as she draws a sharp breath. John's eyes open as well, already filling with tears. For a moment, neither moves, as if moving will make this real. We see John with his hand still on the hilt of the dagger he just lodged in Danny's heart. Her strength leaves her, and she collapses to the marble. He keeps her in his arms, and she falls, kneeling down to the floor beside her. He looks down at what he's done, terrible and necessary. End of Game of Thrones.
Well, he went the blub after that.
Dragon enters, scorches earth.
No, but that's what he's so.
So that's why he's off in a mental in a rehab unit.
No, well, I think they're calling that's now they call it a wellness retreat.
Right.
What?
That's where I'm going. I want to go to a wellness retreat.
Ooh, I could do a week there. Yeah, we should get bunks. All right. Hey, when we come back, you want to go through some philanthropic?
I do philanthropic news. All right.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
God, I can't even. Sorry, everyone in this country. I suggested to Mick maybe have a cup of tea, and he said, "Oh, they have like Chinese tea. The only place he has tea is a Chinese restaurant, right?
Really expensive ones too."
And I just said, "If you're feeling a little funny, have a nice cup of tea and have a lemon ginger tea."
The most disappointing beverage in the world is tea.
Oh, I beg to differ.
I think it's quite good.
That's water with a faint hint of some.
I'm suggesting you haven't had a cup of tea made by moi. I'll make you a lovely cup of tea.
It's not on my bucket list.
Rock and roll, hey?
All right, what are we doing?
All right, I'm talking about philanthropy in a good way. Mackenzie Bezos, she's on your list.
She's on my list because she's got $50 billion.
She has. She's Jeff Bezos' ex.
She's free. She's divorced.
She is.
She's back out and about.
Well, she's spending half of your money, mate. She's annoyingly for you. She's giving it to charity.
What is she doing?
She's going to give her money, half of it, to the Gates Foundation, including that. And
how about the Gates give something to the Gates Foundation? Do they do that at all?
They do.
Listen.
Rubbish.
They do.
It's all a front. You associate yourself with a big benevolent fund, and it makes you look like you give everyone else's money away.
They're almost single-handedly wiping out malaria right now.
Bill and Melinda Gates.
What percentage? I don't care for them. It's quite high. Okay.
Mate, right. He gets out around in his little cardigan because he knows if he was wearing like a leather
jacket. Not him anyway, it's Melinda.
Jacket,
Melinda's the one.
We all think he's
Melinda's
evil.
Behind it.
They are big in the African nations, aren't they, Jane? Like
they
giving
are.
Away so much money.
Yes, they
for
have.
For good.
For good.
Yeah.
Not like you. Yeah. Come on, what have you done for anyone?
Yeah, exactly.
Where's your billions?
Well, I want my, where's my...
You're just going to want. You want to just marry some rich bird.
Yeah, I do. I've got a chicken ear or something. What about this?
What?
I put it to you that Bezos is sitting there now going, not only did he give half his money away, now he's looking at her give half of the half away.
Yes. Don't, oh, she's had
have a
dig.
Think about that. While you do that, you have a think about that and think about your dick pic. Think about the most expensive dick pic in the history of the world.
Is that coming back to haunt him? I'll tell you what. This was in
how are you feeling now?
In her statement, she said, "My approach to philanthropy will continue to be thoughtful. It'll take time and effort and care. But I won't wait. I will keep at it until the safe is empty. I think the I won't wait is a dig at Jeff, who hasn't exactly dug into his pockets. I mean, I'm so close to the whole situation. Just slagging off Jeff Bezos.
All this money, of course, sort of comes from squeezing the living daylights out of Amazon workers.
Correct.
I hope she's aware of that. I tell you what she should do.
Oh.
Give it all back to Amazon workers. Mm. Why doesn't she, if she's really serious, go
because
back?
They still got paid.
Oh, are you kidding me? have you heard what's going on around
yes,
at Amazon?
I have. It's terrible.
It is.
Well, maybe she will
like
give it back
salt
to them.
Mines.
Why don't you ring her up and suggest it? I'm sure it hasn't crossed her mind.
We've got a robot there now, which checks their output and will sack them. Like, you don't even get sacked by a supervisor. Uh-huh. The robot will say, you're done, you're cooked, off you go.
Well, that's terrible, Mick.
Jeez.
Yeah, how's your tea bag going? Take it out now. It's too strong. Put it in this.
How much did you go on?
Put in that cup. All right. Speaking of philanthropy, Egg Boy.
Oh,
this
yeah.
is interesting. Will Connolly.
Tea done.
Well, he actually set up.
Can I stop now? Can I stop?
Oh, my God. I just said put the tea bag in the cup there.
Yeah, you got to take it out now. It's too strong otherwise.
Egg Boy Will Connolly donates $100,000.
Thanks, Dave.
You're welcome.
Knock, knock, knock.
Hello.
Oh, sorry, Jeff. Yeah.
Sorry, is this working?
Yes. Egg Boy.
Egg Boy.
He's had his 15 minutes, hasn't he?
Well,
seriously,
of course he has,
Egg
and
Boy.
He didn't want any more.
Come on, Egg Boy.
He didn't
You're
do
done.
It for 15 minutes.
You're cooked. Hit the showers.
Hard boy.
$100,000 was raised on a GoFundMe page, and it was set up. Are you for real?
That's terrible.
Terrible.
Please, look out. Jeez.
Listen, this is seriously demented. Come on.
What's wrong with it?
You don't know how to sit properly. Oh, you can't ever go to England. I'm not going to have tea with you in front of the royal family, that's for sure. Anyway, Egg Boys donated $100,000 to help mosque attack survivors.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I know that. $100,000.
Are you still obsessed with your lemon and ginger tea or listening to this? We're all very proud of him, said Peter Gordon from Gordon Lawyers, because he was representing him. He's given it to the victims of tragedy. So from an egging, that's what comes of that.
Yeah.
How about this, though, for a big change of pace?
Sure.
A woman whose banker husband has gone to jail has gone on a shopping spree to Harrods, and she spent £1 million in one day.
That's the opposite.
It is the opposite.
Of philanthropy.
Mm. Correct. And guess what she spent about $55,000 on? Chocolate.
Oh, man.
Jeez.
She might have been a larger lass.
Oh, jeez.
Jeez Louise.
$55,000 on chocolate.
What would you buy if you're going to spend that much on
chocolate? I mean, that's a lot of Hags.
Maybe a picnic bar, like a real big one.
Oh,
like
we're not going to go into
like that. Like a picnic bar the size of a canoe.
A Violet Crumble.
Toblerone, I think.
Oh, no one likes Toblerone.
Of course they do. You're such a snob.
No.
People do love Toblerone.
That's the type of thing Federer would like.
No.
Yes, it would, because it's got mountains on it.
Yes.
Hey,
the only time you eat Toblerone is in a hotel suite or a giant one from the airport.
That's right. I've only ever seen giant ones at the airport. There you go. So that's some ways that people are, what they're doing with their cash at the moment.
I'm sorry, huge Freddo frog.
Sorry that philanthropy segment was hijacked by Mick trying a cup of tea for the first time in his life.
It's a terrible tea.
Lemon and ginger, I've been informed.
Not terrible.
Right, I couldn't be happier.
Yeah.
Hang on, let me have a sip.
Did you want to talk to Chris?
Oh, that's delicious.
What is it, Chris?
I was just going to say, Mick, if you want to get the true flavour of the tea, you need to suck on the tea bag.
Okay.
Especially when it's in boiling water.
A really good idea, Chris. I'm going to do it now.
Chris, is this a common pastime?
I'm going to do it now. I'm going to burn my tongue and I'm going to sue you, Chris. I'll sue you for every cent you've got.
Chris.
Do not give him a prize.
This is the first time he's had a cup of tea.
You're going to give him a prize.
Yeah, 6-month KO sports subscription coming your way, Chris.
You're
every
bum,
match
Chris.
Live of the Suck ICC Cricket World Cup. Well done to
Get
you.
Get stuffed, Chris. See you, mate.
Thank you.
All right.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Christy Reynolds has sent us an interesting, was it from Christy Reynolds? Yes. An interesting text or tweet. There's a show called Chicago Justice. And an episode appeared this week.
Mm.
There's an interesting character was murdered.
Who?
Would you like to hear?
Well, yes, please.
Okay, let's
listen. Let's go.
Was that?
Not part of the game.
Go. Kennedy.
Call 911 for Christ's sakes.
Meet Kennedy Malloy, 21. Senior at CCU. COD, a single gunshot wound to the chest.
Kennedy Malloy. She's 21. I'm suggesting too, if it was the opening scene of one of those shows. Mm. No, she would have been in skimpy lingerie.
Hello. Oh.
That's how they always open these shows.
So Kennedy Malloy's a hottie.
Yeah, Kennedy Malloy be a hottie. Vincent Crouch also sent that to us.
Kennedy Malloy from the it's more of the show.
Oh, great.
The gun was traced back to Kennedy Malloy.
She was killed by her own gun.
Bethany Pearson, stand up. You were under arrest for the murder of Kennedy Malloy.
What?
Tell us about Kennedy Malloy.
I killed Kennedy. That's what you want me to say, right?
I found traces of blood. It was the victim, Kennedy Malloy's blood.
Good there you go. Stuff. Chicago Justice was a show that ran for one season in 2017.
It's on Fox 8, apparently. It's a Dick Wolf show.
Dick Wolf, he does all the...
Law and Order. Yeah, indeed.
Poor old Kennedy Malloy didn't make it.
Well done, Kennedy Malloy.
Well, we've got 1 hour left of our show. And we've got lots coming up. We've got Denise Scott coming.
That'll be a start right there.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
And it's going to be all rolled gold. Trust me, everybody, strap yourself in for a chaotic hour. It's going to be hunky-dory.
Have you got a list there in front of you?
No.
Neither have I.
What am I supposed to be doing? Hey, one job will be coming up.
Oh, I love that segment.
You know when you've got one job and you don't do it very well? We've found about...
I tend to say that a lot in my life. Probably once a day, even when I'm driving in traffic. You have one job. If I let you through, you've got to say thank you.
You do it a lot around the station.
Yeah.
I do what?
Telling people off.
I don't tell people off.
I've seen you thump the table, hoe into people.
Not that often.
You do. Hey, we'll go through that. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. We'll start at the top of the hour, though, with this woman.
We were disappointed that we didn't get to see more of Denise Scott on Dancing with the Stars earlier this year, but it sounds like she wasn't.
It's been a blast, but, you know... I'm tired, and...
But I think maybe her dance partner is to blame for that tiredness.
Jeremy's brought me to this park. I would have thought to just have a little picnic or something, but no, it's like, I'll get over here and do something with your triceps.
Please welcome back one of our faves, Denise Scott.
I know that manoeuvre. Is that, hi, Denise, is that when you sort of get backwards on a chair and you lift yourself up?
Yes, I only did it the once. You know,
that's
I wasn't going
to
go there again.
What was your dance partner's name?
Jeremy.
Did he ever hit on you? Did he ever?
Of course. I think you asked me that the last time, and we
They're all hands.
We went there, but no, of course. But no, the thing is that I was the second to be eliminated. So thanks very much, Kennedy Malloy program. Who are behind me? You got behind me. We're going to get
the whole
people
country
voting for you. And gee, that worked well.
My apologies. We did really give you a good push.
Was it fun? I don't think I've caught up with you since then.
It was fun. Yes, you weren't here the last time. And now today you're not feeling well. I don't know whether it's me. Am I the common denominator? But no, it was fun. But it was very cruel, actually, what they did. They made me, like forced me to share a dressing room with Michelle Bridges. Now, is cruel because...
You know why that's cruel, Mick.
Well,
you,
she's a bit of a bitch.
Mick, you are so wrong.
No.
She's an awesome...
We love Michelle.
She's an awesome person.
However,
but given that it's a show where you've got to get into costumes, you have to get undressed in the dressing room. Are you with me now, Mick Malloy?
She's in reasonable nickies.
Mr. Universe. So you have to nude up with Michelle.
Oh, that'd
Bridges
be my worst nightmare.
Well, it turned out to be mine. Because you literally have to, because you have to take off your bra, your underpants, everything.
Oh, my God. Wow. No, what?
Like one of those before and after shots.
Calm down, Mick. Keep drinking your lemon and ginger tea. But no, this is true because, like, Michelle's literally standing there in just a G-string.
Yeah, right.
Chatting to me, and I've got to take off my clothes, because you've got to put on a special bra, everything. Oh. And so I'm like,
to knees.
Well, I have to nude. And as I said to Michelle.
Hard enough what you had to do on the show.
No, but as I said to her, do you mind if we turn the lights off? Because it's the only way I was going to. But you did. And anyway, so she's standing there like in the Nikki.
In the Nikki.
And then she had to put on. She's got muscles on her breasts.
Oh, that's how fit she is. That's unfair.
Anyway, but then she did something that I couldn't believe. She was so incentive. She was wearing this little dress, like a costume. It was a little mini skirt, strapless, tiny little piece
of fabric. Like a little cheerleader sort of
thing. Yeah, a little thing. And she asked me if I could zip her up.
Oh,
wow.
Very dare she.
How disrespectful, how hurtful, how insensitive. But was it cruel of me to pretend I couldn't get her zip? I'm like, what have you had for dinner, Michelle Bridges? God, I can't get this zip done up. Was that cruel? God,
would you do it again? Did you have fun? Would you recommend it?
Oh, God, no. No. I wouldn't do it. Well, they wouldn't ask me again. But I think the glory for me was, as I said to Craig, the judge, the nasty, in inverted commas, the nasty judge, who gave me a one and called me a hunchback.
What a dick.
And then I got eliminated. But as I said to him, two weeks later, I was back co-hosting that show. So, you know, suck it up, everyone. Suck it up. And no, I did not eat Trip Grant Denyer over Grant to injure his back.
Is he unlikable?
What are you talking about?
Sorry, Denise.
Why do you segue into such negative stuff?
Grant, we only talked to Grant yesterday.
Yeah, we had him on.
And
Grant.
Again, you know, Mick said I'd been slagging him off.
No,
and
the
I
reason
hadn't.
I asked Denise is because he looks like he's got that all-Australian... nice guy, but underneath away, he's got he's making a suit
Poor
out of
Grant's at the gym again, falling off his fit ball again when you speak like that.
Yeah, I know what
there's something going on.
I know what you're talking about. You're talking about feelings of inadequacy about yourself. Because
you
haven't had your teeth done, or maybe you have. I don't know. But that seems to get people on TV.
Why would you turn on me?
I'm not turning on
you. Oh, it's so easy to, that's why.
Yes, it is. It's quite a sport. There's a reality
can
TV
you hold that
show.
Thought? Hold that thought.
No, I can't hold any thoughts.
Can.
I'm way past holding on to thoughts.
We'll be back.
Remind me of what we were talking about when we come back.
We're going to talk about parenting. I want to talk about something that your boy is up to, which is very exciting.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
One of our favourite guests in studio, Denise Scott.
Indeed, Denise.
Overboard,
but, she is.
Come on. Hey, come on, Mick. You love me.
It's not very cool to have bad manners when we've got
guests
in.
She's right here.
Mm-hmm. Please?
Although I'm used to it. And I can bag you out. When I go on Studio 10, I'll bag you out. Yeah, I promise.
Just a mention on Studio 10 would be great.
Oh, wouldn't it?
I don't think it would be complimentary.
What's the rumpus over there at the moment?
What's the rumpus?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, come on, you know.
Kerry and Kelly's been going bonkers.
No.
She goes bonkers.
Well, yeah, but good on her. Good on her.
And she was pretty correct, wasn't she? And the result, you know, spoke for itself. She was saying people won't like what was going on. And she said, people won't like the franking credit situation, and bang.
Right.
That's what happened.
Thank God, my franking credits
there you
are
go.
Safe.
Your franking credits are safe, Denise.
I didn't know what they were before Kerri-Anne mentioned them, did you guys?
Not a clue.
I didn't have a clue, and I still haven't really. That's how interested I am.
I'm thinking there's a machine involved.
Yeah.
And a big stamp.
That's right.
That's what I think of.
Postal.
Denise, we were going to talk about parenting, because I've got little boys who are away on camp, and I'm really...
Good Lord.
And it's terrible weather, and I'm so upset and Mick's teasing me because I'm almost crying.
They're
I'm
in
missing
cabins.
Them.
They're not camping.
Yeah,
they're
but
in
wait
cabins.
Till they see my kids are in their 30s and they both live overseas.
Yeah,
and I miss them. I miss my adult kids like crazy. But you know what? You know what, Jane? This is the only thing I can say. It doesn't matter where your kids are or how
old
they
are.
No, they will always need your unconditional money. and this is what I found out with my kids. And in fact, my daughter, I don't know how, this is true. She's 33, my daughter, and she, up until recently, was living in Perth.
Right.
This is really hot off the press. Dancing with the Stars, I admit, a bit old.
Yeah. Yeah.
But still, the pain, the scarring was there. But my daughter, 33, was living in Perth just till a couple of weeks ago. And she rang me, she had an incident happen, an event, very upsetting. Like she was distraught, 33, distraught, and, you know, ringing mum for comfort. Mm. And, of course, it's midnight in Perth, which means it's 3 a.m. Mm. here.
Yep. Okay.
And she was. She was full on, I won't go into why, but just crying like that.
Distressed.
Really distressed. Yep. So I talked to her for an hour, hour and a quarter. So it's four. It's quarter past four in the morning when I hung up. And anyway, then I saw my best friend Fran later that day and I was telling her and I said, so I hung up quarter past four in the morning and do you know the first thing I did? And she said, yes, you booked a flight on the next plane to Perth. And I went, God, no. God, it didn't even occur to me. I poured myself a huge gin and tonic and had a still knock. Is that wrong? It's my only advice to you, James,
I need guidance like that, Denise.
Yeah,
Thank you.
Not the full still knocks. Maybe well, just half. Stick to a half. Okay. A half will give you a good time. Oh, and but that's true.
Wow.
That's what my parenting
But you still worry no matter how old. And your son, Geordie, and he's a musician.
He's 34.
Yeah.
Where's he getting the music from? Was he musical?
He is a musician.
Were you musical?
Of course not. Mick, well, look at me. Why would I be in the studio 10 if I could sing a folk tune and do the festival
circuit? You could knock out a tune on a cow.
Oh, the fox went out on a chilly night. Prayed for the moon to give him light. For he'd many a mile to go that night.
Right.
Before he reached the tune.
Wow. You've made your point.
Yeah, okay. I think we've just lost listeners.
No, we haven't.
But no, so Geordie, well, look, he learnt ukulele from his father.
Great.
I don't know, maybe that's... But so Geordie Lane, yeah, he's a folk muso. He lives in Nashville doing the whole
That's pretty cool.
Thing.
Wow. It's
Have you been to Nashville?
Cool.
Have you visited him there?
I haven't visited him
Well, you've got to forget the still knocks and the gin and tonic, book a ticket to Nashville and go and see him, perhaps.
Yeah, well, maybe a bit more exciting than Perth. And no, I don't mean that.
Does he have a guitar-shaped pool? Because everyone in Nashville, if they're any good, has a guitar-shaped pool.
Mick, I think you're overestimating the income here as a country muso from Australia. But he's doing pretty good. And in fact, I did, I was going to say Woodstock with him, but that would be weird. I did Woodford. The same year as him.
That is a music festival, yes. I haven't been to a music festival yet in my life.
Oh, haven't you? You've got to go.
Got to head to one.
He was performing music. I was doing comedy, and he was so excited when I told him because he was in Nashville.
Oh, he doesn't mind the mother-daughter.
Oh, he hated it.
He's got a song out. He's got a song out.
He has,
tell us about the collaboration.
He has collaborated with an Indigenous young man called Yumul. And
he's from Yucala.
He's from Yucala, which I believe
East Arnhem Land. I've been there. It's an amazing part of the world.
Yeah, and Yumul really is an amazing performer, and they've combined on a song that they've released for Reconciliation Week.
We got a bit there, Dave?
Yeah, it's called For Everyone.
Oh, lovely.
It?
I want to sing this song, for we can become one. Talking to the land, reaching out to everyone.
It's very good.
So you're very clever because you did do that. Well done. That's really beautiful.
And how can people get that? So it's because it's Reconciliation Week as we speak. How can, and that's a great song and a great thing to do.
To the musicians. I don't know
It's available
you get
on iTunes. You can download it on Spotify as well. But buy it from iTunes. That's the way to do it. Then the money goes towards the reconciliation.
Oh, good idea.
I like the cut of your jib, man.
You're more than welcome,
Denise. I hope my son gets a percentage, to be honest. Well, he needs to buy a house.
We put the link on Twitter too, so you can easily get to it that way.
Otherwise, he's just waiting for us to inherit our house.
You're still worrying about him, and that's what I've got ahead of me. Still worrying about
him. Go home, have half a still knock, a big gin and tonic.
Can I have the other half?
And wait for the, phone call.
I'll sell you. Stop it.
Good on you, Denise.
Drive home, that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
You had one job.
And you pinhead screwed it up!
Okay, I'll start.
Go.
A waiter accidentally served an $8,350 bottle of wine to a guest who only asked for a $480 bottle of wine.
I have, like, one job to do here.
So that's all he paid.
Idiot.
$8,350 bucks.
What? Wow. Why would a bottle of wine, why would anyway a restaurant have that expensive Correct. Bottle of wine? That's always going to happen.
Waste well done, Jane. Well pretended it wasn't you who ordered the original
As
bottle.
If.
You would have done that.
As if.
I know. I've been
Don't, here. You know nothing. You know nothing.
I know the top end reds. At your house.
They're not mine.
Easily in that range.
Oh, rubbish.
Really?
As if. Oh, rubbish.
Yes. Yep.
Rubbish. Yep. That's what you have for breakfast.
That's just.
Jeez.
Rubbish. All right.
Hey, but look, that's a big mistake.
Oh, yeah.
It is.
The point is. Oops. So imagine that you're going for doing a stock take at the end of the night. did anyone see the $8,500 bottle of what?
Mm.
Big mistake.
Sold that for 480. Even 480.
Yeah. Too much.
Also, the bottles are not similar at all.
What's your go-to, Dave, when you take your wife out to India?
I wouldn't know. I'm going to be
a special occasion.
Brutally honest, I wouldn't know the difference between a Shiraz and a Cab Sauv.
Yes, you would.
I honestly wouldn't.
Yes, you would.
I'm not a wine drinker.
One's really heavy and one's not as heavy.
It's a special occasion. You want to take your wife somewhere nice.
A Corona.
An Indian restaurant. And then you go, obviously it's BYO, I'm guessing. And what would you take along?
A fat yak. I'd probably go like a craft beer.
No, we don't.
If you talk to your wife like that.
Don't call her that.
Take a fat yak.
Wow. And what drink would you take?
Oh, jeez. You're going to be in a lot of trouble.
Okay. Can I do one?
Yes, please. Yeah.
Footy fan takes a bite into his pie to discover the meat is missing. This is literally a pastry shell.
That's it. It's a pie. It's called a meat pie.
Meat pie.
You bite into it. Yeah. There's meat.
It was an Adelaide Crows fan. He was at the game on Saturday against West Coast Eagles at Adelaide Oval on Saturday. He's gone.
Where's the beef?
Honk. Nothing. Nothing's bizarre.
Just pastry.
And when you've paid like $24.50 for a pie.
Correct.
Do you want your meat?
That's right. Annoying, isn't it?
I've got one for you.
Yeah.
Williamstown, Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
There's a giant ark. It's a Noah's Ark theme park.
Oh, that looks incredible.
Yeah, it
I
does.
Like that.
Lawyers for the park are suing the insurance company for rain damage.
Like one job to do here.
One job. Make it waterproof, you idiots. Noah's Ark.
Exactly.
What happened? No. There's a flood.
Correct.
The safest place in the world was on the ark.
Correct.
Two of everything.
And so long ago, we knew how to make it waterproof.
Now it rains and we're off to the lawyers.
Yes.
Come on, jeez.
Okay.
I mean, just one job.
Sydney's driverless metro train opens, which is exciting for everyone.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, there's a few delays because the doors failed to open.
You had one job.
Are you serious?
Nah.
100,000 people use the service. 1,000 expect to try and jump on, but... one train stuffed everything up for everybody.
Now there's no conductors, no drivers, no anything. So when the train decides not to open the doors, you're kind of cooked.
Yeah.
There was a lines around at Castle Hill Station, and a crowd crush bigger than Mount Everest. I'm saying,
you know what I would have done?
What?
I would have caught it Indian style. On the outside.
Jumped on top.
Yeah, on the side.
That's a good idea.
On the outside, wherever you like. Are you getting the idea?
Yeah.
You've got one job. Can you think of someone who's had one job and let themselves down? Give us a call, 133-54.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Right in the middle of.
You had like one job to do here.
133-53 to get involved.
That's right. My favourite, I think, of the ones we discussed was the meat pie with no meat in it.
Yeah.
I think McDonald's had a big day yesterday.
They what happened yesterday?
Because it was International Hamburger Day.
Oh, yeah.
I think McDonald's had a big rush on burgers and.
They ran out of burgers.
Yeah. Well, they did. And some
people
took a photo. Someone got a burger in George Street in the Sydney one. And had no meat in it. They actually put a picture on it. Bun, cheese, pickle, sauce. No meat, no burger.
Hey, the people doing the takeaway for Uber Eats, because it's impossible, like if they get your order wrong now, it's impossible.
It's painful.
You can't go directly to the restaurant.
No.
Uber don't answer their phone.
No.
You put something in writing, which is then just ignored. But just help me getting the order right. That's your
one job.
We pack the bag for Uber Eats. Just before you ship it off, have a look through.
Double check.
Go back to the itemized account and go check.
And know what too? It's not the driver's fault. It's the restaurant's fault when they pack it because they're just, you know, given what they're given.
When you have twin boys and, you know.
You need to get Macca's.
One toy from Macca's turns up.
Oh. Yeah,
that's true. That's trouble.
You have world
war. Gee, your life's complicated.
Well, it is. Daria.
Hey, Daria.
Hello.
Yeah. Who had one job?
I'm going to do a double on this one. My catch, one job is to catch and eat the mice.
Yeah, what's happening? So what?
And I still have mice running around my house.
You stupid cat!
And my dog.
Hang on, mate. We're dealing with this one first.
Okay.
So what's the deal with the cat?
Well, it is mental. It's such a crazy cat.
Well, it's not doing its job.
But he's obviously gotten too fat by eating all the mice prior to this.
Can I ask you, do you have proof that your cat actually eats the mice?
Oh, well, he actually doesn't eat them. He plays with them and then just leaves them for me.
See, that's what happens. Cats don't actually eat mice. And
yes.
You're better off getting
but that cat's bad. It's a bad cat.
Not a bad cat.
No,
you're
it
better
is.
Off getting a Jack Russell.
Hey, the mice are supposed to go, oh, cat.
It's a fallacy. It's a cartoon. What are you watching, Tom and Jerry? Come on.
That's a documentary as far as I'm
concerned. It's not true. It's not true.
Yeah, but hang on. Are you telling me mice aren't scared of cats?
No, they're not scared of
you
cats.
You are absolutely.
They're not.
Don't take me on this one.
Oh.
They are scared of
all
cats.
All right, Dr. Malloy.
They are.
Oh, well.
They know they'll get pawed to death.
Mm. They just get fiddled about.
I suppose mice don't like cheese either.
They'll get fiddled
do
about.
Do mice like cheese?
Mice like dog food as well. They like everything. They're not specifically a bit of Gouda.
What about a soft cheese? Do they like a soft brie. Cheese?
They don't care for brie.
They like it in a wheel.
They like the wheel of cheese.
I like Swiss.
I like Rockerford.
Do they?
It's
they
a bit,
do.
Little strong for them.
A little strong for them. Mm-hmm. A little woofy.
Thank you, Scott.
Hey, Darren. Yes. Get rid of the cat. Go put the cat down.
No, don't you dare do that.
It's not doing its job.
That's an awful
thing.
I've got
my dog. I've got my dog, and its one's job is if the cat's not doing its job, is to eat the cat. Got a cat. No respect.
Darry, you shouldn't have pets.
No. Bad pet owner.
Bye.
Jeez, we had to put him down, didn't we? He kept talking right to the very end. Dave's taking him out the back.
No good, Darry.
Hey, Sonia, what's happening?
I had to organise a 5-year-old birthday party for my son about 3 years ago.
Yes. Yeah.
My husband had one thing to do, and that was to go and get the ice cream cake.
Yep.
So he's gone to get the ice cream cake, and when he's got to the venue, and it had been raining, he's got to the venue, and he's come over, and he's kind of looking a bit worried, and I said, what's wrong? And he goes, I've dropped the cake.
Oh, my God.
One job to do here.
Sonia, you are kidding me.
Sonia, I'm going to put this to you. You should probably let it go. You said it was 3 years ago.
I can't let
okay,
it go.
The guy's gone
that
and
is
got,
ridiculous.
The, got the ice cream cake. He's
one
done his
piece.
Thing.
Mate, don't drop a cake. What's wrong
ago?
With you?
No, but in Shepparton, we've got this shop called Dippin' Dots, and you get all these little dots put on it, and they're all ice cream with bubble gum and all that. They were all on the footpath.
Oh, he's just Dippin' Dots have got...
Your son didn't see it because he'd be traumatised.
No. Well, what'd they get?
What'd you do instead?
What do you have?
Here's the thing. We had to microwave the cake to cut through it. It had been frozen solid.
Oh, well, that's not his fault.
Well.
That's not his fault.
No.
That's Dippin' Dots. Whoever those idiots are running that store off.
That's a terrible story.
The one job.
But if it's frozen and he's dropped it,
shouldn't have made any difference.
It's cracked.
Well, yeah, it didn't, but it could have been a lot worse.
You know, tougher things have happened in Shepparton. I reckon, Sonia.
Tell Sonia.
Give her
about
a prize.
Yeah, you got a 6-month KO sports subscription, Sonia. So that's ICC Cricket World Cup 2019 and 50 sports streams are coming your way in Shep. Thanks for listening.
Okay, boot this home, Roscoe. What do you got? One job?
Hey, g'day, Dane. How are you guys?
You're good.
The one job was for my ex-wife. Hi, Edwina, if you're listening. she was borrowing, she wanted to tow a trailer to an antique fair for the first time towing the trailer. I said to her, Ed, you've got one job. Do not reverse at any stage. Go round the block, whatever. She got back 5 hours later with her sister, pulled up. I said, how'd you go? She goes, it's not that easy reversing the trailer. She had jackknifed the trailer. Job. She had jackknifed the trailer on both sides of the car.
Oh, no.
Well, I would panic if I had to tow a trailer as well. It's not our strong suit, I must say, chicks and trailers. It's not our strong suit.
Well done, Roscoe. Thanks for bringing it to our attention. You see what I mean? That's what it is. You got one job and you can't do it properly.
I see what you mean.
Surrounded by people.
Yeah.
Just let me down. All right.
A drive home with a show motto is what could possibly go wrong?
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Well, thanks to Bosch, you can grab your Bosch Heavy Duty Procore 18-volt two-piece brushless kit for only $299.
Oh, baby.
Well, that is a great price.
You know what I'd do with the Bosch if I had the chance? Pull myself one of the Edward the VII sex chairs.
Oh, okay.
Go and put it together.
Would you?
Good for you.
You can do it with the Bosch.
Well, you can.
Sure.
It would take you less time than any other product.
Can you get my Bosch jacket?
No. Get it yourself.
This thing's normally valued at $886. You get it for $299.
Well, that's a bargain.
That's an unbelievable bargain.
So what's your point?
I'm just saying, if you want to buy one, now's the time to do it.
Get on board, you
Come
idiots.
On.
Yeah, well, we love you, Bosch. The heavy-duty Procore 18-volt two-piece brushless kit. Get it in-store at selected Bosch retailers. Good, better, Bosch.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Podcast up soon too, kennedymalloy.com.au.
How do you get the podcast?
Well,
how
if you've got, you've got an iPhone, you've already got your...
Yeah,
your podcast there. Well, you just need to subscribe to Kennedy Malloy on your podcasts.
It'll download. What do I need to do?
Download automatically.
How do I listen to it?
Well, have you got headphones?
No, he doesn't. I'm not joking.
Do you want headphones?
I tell you, that's what I'll get you for your birthday. AirPods.
I've got the AirPods. They're fantastic.
Me too.
They're wireless.
Why not?
Why?
I don't want them.
Oh, that's not very.
Oh, you want the wire? Old school. AirPods are wireless. You just put them in your ears.
He'll lose them.
You
don't
walk around looking like a giant
no,
knob.
No, you don't. Everyone's got
Well, you
them.
Already walk around looking
hey,
like
hey,
a giant
knob. Hey. Behave yourself. You know what? You're scratchy because your boys are
I am scratchy. I'm going to cry again.
Oh, no.
Another night out in the freezing cold.
If anyone is worried, Jane's boys, who are 12, have gone on a school camp. The weather's a little inclement.
Where they happen to
and
be.
She's beside
herself. It's not inclement. It's freezing. It's snowing. It's sleet.
It's a polar blast.
I'm worried that they're going to get hypothermia. People are understanding. Joanne Maddie Ferry says, I'm with Jane and I feel for you. School survival camps are rubbish and not necessary.
It's not a survival camp.
What are they trying to prove? Hashtag bring the boys home from the cold.
No.
Bring them home.
Imagine
and PS,
that.
Yes, go and be late and Friday pick them up from the bus. Everyone's saying go and get them from the bus on Friday. Alyssa Jade says maybe Dangerous Dave and Mick should allow Jane and RDO on Friday to meet the bus. Yes.
I'll take an RDO and I'll go meet the boys.
No, I don't want you. They'll be traumatised to see you, the first
person
they'll
probably only
see.
Be one of them on that bus. I've just got
Don't
a bad feeling.
We'll get the Rock Patrols to pick them up.
I just want to be mum there when they get
if
off
only
the bus
one
and
could
give them a big cuddle.
If only one could come back, who would you? Who would you?
You are terrible.
If you had a choice.
You're a really awful person. I'm not. Would
they'll
never
be fine.
Say that.
I'll
yeah,
be warm.
Whatever.
Look, they'll
did
be having
them,
fun.
Did they have some mittens or something?
Yeah. Yes, mittens.
A beanie?
They had a beanie
thermals?
With a torch attached to it. They've
thermals.
Got thermals, they've got fleeces, they've got big
material.
Boots. No, no reading material, no phones, nothing. Just bonding with
some
all the other boys.
Explorer socks?
Big explorer socks, yeah.
They'll probably hunt wild boar or something. They'll come
well,
back.
Well, I hope they do. I don't want them to, you know, be hungry as well. Oh, no, they can't be up.
Yeah, because you packed everything in their bag against school rules.
Oh,
that's
well.
Right.
They can blame me, I said, if you get caught with it. Say, I didn't know I was there. My mother stashed it.
We had a camp leader at one of our camps who was kind of a hip guy. Mm. And after he set up all our tents, he got on his motorbike with his girlfriend. And he, to leave, he popped a mono and she fell off the back. And he didn't realise and he just kept driving.
Now that's funny.
I think he got to Omeo before he
That's right, funny. Okay.
Very disgruntled girlfriend.
Hey, Charlie Pickering's going to join us tomorrow.
Oh, right.
Good stuff.
See you then for Thursday, Kennedy Malloy.
Another unbelievable Kennedy Malloy podcast done and dusted. For the unbelievable deal of the year, grab a Bosch Heavy Duty Procore 18-volt two-piece brushless kit for $299 at selected retailers now.